It's Tuesday, the 20th of August, and I'm Tonataka Vila with your 1 p.m. news. The second edition of the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference has started in the capital today and is expected to run until the 22nd of August, organized by the Economic Association of Namibia with backing from several partners, including the National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia and the Ministry of Mines and Energy. The event will focus on the sector's risks and opportunities as well as potential. We spoke to Nicholas Kayongo from Recon Namibia about his expectations for the conference.
It's very important. The conference is basically for Namibia's growth development. So the expectations is to see as to when are we expecting the first production and so forth, and what are the developments in terms of the current explorations that they are looking forward to in terms of the Walvis Bay Basin and so forth.
Vehicle sales have recorded an increase in July, driven by a strong demand for passenger vehicles, especially Toyota models. While commercial vehicles remained the dominant segment, with 608 units sold accounting for 51.9% of total sales, this marked a decline from June. Seminar Storm economist Hallelujah Ndimulunde has more.
A total of 1,172 new vehicles were sold in July 2024, an increase of 18% as compared to June 2024. Looking ahead, despite the recent cut by the Bank of Namibia, we do not expect a significant short-term boost in vehicle sales as the market is already surpassed pre-pandemic levels. Additionally, the second-hand vehicle market is also growing, reflecting a shift towards more affordable options.
In eco news, South Africa's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is calling for nominations of authors for the 2027 Methodology Report on Inventories for Short-Lived Climate Forces. The report will underpin renewed efforts to better equip all governments in the world to estimate high-quality emission data on short-lived climate forces. Task Force on National Greenhouse Gas Inventories co-chair Takeshi Inoki.
The aim is to support the collection of better data to improve climate models. SNCF experts, your expertise is crucial, and we want you on board to make this methodology report on inventories for SLCFs an inclusive, well-informed, and up-to-date knowledge product.
Senegal has set up a commission of legal, tax and energy sector experts to review its oil and gas contracts and work to rebalance them in the national interest, Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko said on national television on Monday. Reuters reports that President Bassirou Diomaye Faye ordered an audit of the oil and gas and mining sectors after coming into office and vowed to renegotiate the terms of contracts with foreign operators in the country if needed. And the search is continuing for a British tech entrepreneur and his 18-year-old daughter after a luxury yacht sank off the coast of Sicily. Mike Lynch is among six missing following a tornado, as well as Morgan Stanley International Bank chairperson Jonathan Bloomer, oceanography lecturer at Southampton University Dr. Simon Boxall says it can be a very stormy area.
Bit of sea north of Sicily towards Italy can get very rough. You get big winds coming off the mainland, either from Africa or from Europe, and this does cause big storms.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.